This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Great start for the New York Yankees. Not as much for the New York Mets. People are going to overreact. I have to admit, I was annoyed with the way that the Mets game ended, and of course annoyed at seeing some of the reaction from Yankee fans on X. But then you go to bed, you wake up, and you remember that there's 161 more of these. But one takeaway I had from the game yesterday was, after a season of 2024 where it ended with so much magic and every moment that could have been a great moment ended up being a great moment until it ended against LA in Game 6, whether it was Francisco Lindor or Mark Vientos or Pete Alonso's home run, there were three instances at the end of this game that the 2024 Mets, one of them they would have come through with. Nimmo with the bases loaded. This kid who was an Uber driver and working at whatever the hell he was working at, Aldi or something. He comes up with the bases loaded, and then Juan Soto off his $765 million comes up with the bases loaded.
You mean Senger, right?
Yeah, Senger.
Yeah. Senger, who worked at a Whole Foods.
Oh, that's what it was, Whole Foods.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you had those three moments. Something special would have happened last year. Game one of 2025, it didn't. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, Acuna Jr. had a hell of an at-bat, though.
He definitely did.
That was
awesome.
That was big-time at-bat. You know, that was... That's
he was down 0-2, too.
Right, and that's a hell of a pitcher out there who, you know, kind of lost his stuff a little bit, and Juan Soto was sitting on a fastball, and he threw him a slider or some other crap. But, you know, yeah, we got a long time to go. But I will say, it was so great to get ready to watch the Astros and the Mets, and let's go, baby, here we are. And boom, nothing. I couldn't get in. I didn't know whether or not I was going to be able to watch the game. I didn't know whether to panic and call Al or call you and say, what the hell's happening here? And then, for me anyway, I don't know about what you guys had to deal with, and I know we were all dealing with something with this MLB app, but you know, all I had to do ultimately is had to update the app.
Yeah, see, to my app was updated. It was just their issues that they had. And I thought it was maybe something that was just going to the TV that was getting screwed up. So once I saw that, because it was like, MLB Media does not recognize this device is the first thing that I got. And I was like, huh, okay. So I go to the phone to see if I can watch it on the phone. Same thing. Then I go to the iPad to see if I can watch it on the iPad. Same thing. Then I go to X to see if other people are having the problem. Then I got different error messages. Eventually, I got the Mets streaming, no problem the rest of the game. But, I mean, I did miss Juan Soto's first
at-bat
New York Met because these idiots couldn't get this thing figured out on opening day.
Right. The nice thing about the app, but they have this one improvement they have to do, and I don't know if you guys had the same issue. So the great thing about watching YouTube and watching the NFL ticket on YouTube, if you put it in the four box, they're all the same size.
Yeah.
All right, and then if you do a double screen, they're both the same size, and then you can switch back and forth with the audio, which is great. My MLB app had a big screen and a small screen. They weren't the same. I couldn't make them the same size.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I was going back and forth between the audio with the Mets and the Yankees, which is great to actually have them both right there, and that was good. But they have to be able to. And maybe it was just my app, maybe it was just my situation, maybe it's my TV, I don't know. But I could not make both of the pictures the same size. And that has to be rectified. You got to be able to have two of the same size pictures.
Yes, but I don't think a lot of people have that same issue that you have because we are lucky enough to get some of the blackout stuff away from MLB Network. Most people can't watch the Yankees and the Mets both on the MLB app.
Yesterday it was ESPN.
Yeah, but you still wouldn't be able to.
No, I watched them both on the app.
Right. Well, I don't think, that we did. Not everybody else is going to have that same experience.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. For those people that are lucky enough to have what we have, I was able to watch both teams.
Yeah, like 100 of us maybe in the country.
Oh, all right. I thought there were more than us.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Because I'm just saying, like, when you watch YouTube.
Yeah, I know. The Sunday ticket's great and MLB sucks. It's like every other thing. NFL is great and MLB sucks.
Well,
it's
everything. By the way, when you got to remember, MLB started this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
They were the standard bearer, and they were the first ones to go into it. It was MLB BAM, I think it was called, MLB BAM. And they were, cutting-edge technology in front of everything. They got to work some of the kinks out. This is really the first time everybody all went at the same time.
Well, but they didn't know that?
I mean, of course they know it. You just don't know what's wrong. They'll get it figured out. I mean, I was as annoyed as anybody. And you know me. I get annoyed at things like this.
Yeah.
And I was pissed. I wasn't Frank Fleming pissed, but I was pissed. And certainly after, I had to update the app and things like that were happening, I got it and I figured it out and everything was fine. But I just said, like, watching it the way we were able to watch it on the app and do multi-screens, it's just that the second screen was small, that's all.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up going really just back and forth from the MLB app and then the ESPN broadcast of the Yankee game. And then also when I was able to get the iPad away from Summer, I was able to have both of those going on. So, I mean, there's everybody figures out a way to do it. And I think, not everybody's trying to, the Yankee fans are watching their game. The Mets fans are watching their game. Maybe for Soto, the Yankee fans were checking in on the Mets game. But as we go on, it's basically you're going to be watching your own team. We're not going to be watching it just because of what we do. We're watching both of the games at the same time. I don't think that's common for baseball fans. I mean, they're into their team and that's basically it. So they'll have a full screen of their team. And the Yankees got a full screen of Austin Wells leading off the game with a home run.
That's great.
And Carlos Rodon pitching. It's not the playoffs, we know that, but opening day at Yankee Stadium, when they know how important he is, this rotation, especially after the Gerrit Cole injury, him to come out and pitch that way was a huge boost for that team.
Yeah, it was good for him, it was good for Austin Wells, and quite frankly it was a good solid win for them. And here we go, we're off and running. But for the Mets, Clay Holmes was, he was all over the place. They want to make him into a starter. He's going to be a big part of this starting rotation. According to Carlos Mendoza after the game, sinker wasn't there, especially against right-handers. But he did keep him in the game. He battled through some situations. He gave him too many free passes. He hits a pitcher. Hits a batter. Acuña has a throwing error.
Yep.
Things like that, little things like that have to get cleaned up, and they will. And it's too bad that, Soto didn't take that pitch, got on base, and let you know, Pete Alonso get up.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not going to see a lot of those swings from Soto throughout the year unless he turns it to a completely different person. He doesn't generally, especially when he's got three balls, flail at something like that. But Josh Hader got him. But the thing that just drives me crazy is, and it's not just Juan Soto. You got a 3-0 count. And he's sitting there, and he obviously wanted to hit because he swung at two balls later in the at-bat. He swung at a fastball that was out of the zone, and he swung at the slider that was out of the zone.
You know, that's pressure.
But the 3-0 pitch is a hanging slider right down the middle of the plate that he probably in batting practice could hit 450 feet, and he just lets that go. I hate that just because it's 3-0. That's the best pitch you're going to get. If that was a 2-0 pitch, a 3-1 pitch, a 1-0 pitch, you're swinging and you're hitting it. But at 3-0, he just lays it in there over the plate and hangs it. And he takes it and swings it two balls out of the zone. But okay. Whatever, it's fine. He'll
get 161 more of these.
Yeah, I know, but we can't just say that after every single baseball take.
And yeah,
we
won't
have a show to do for 4 hours. So,
right.
I mean, it sucked to see that. He'll be fine. But that annoyed me. That absolutely annoyed me. And the fact that, you know,
yeah, they also got Frombered.
Well, yes, but then this is when Fromber was out. You know, Fromber is a great, he I always say he reminds me of Mike Hampton, that lefty. He's crafty. He never is too emotional. He's great. But, you know, once he was out of the game, the Mets had those opportunities.
They did.
They couldn't capitalize. But whatever. It was annoying first game, especially with the Yankee fans. Like, you know, they get their win. And then they watch Soto strike out in the first game. Yeah, they had a fun day yesterday. You know, a little bit of a fun day.
They won their home opener. That's great. You know, that's and Austin Wells starting it off with a home run was probably electric. If you were there, it felt that way.
Yeah, so, and that kid caught the home run right in the glove, right there in right field, perfectly, and was fired up. It was just like that was a great opening day scene for the Yankee fans who did not have a great offseason. The offseason was miserable. And here it is right here, and the kid, bang, right there, is going nuts as he catches the ball, brings his glove.
It's a little sample, very little sample size, but I think Cody Bellinger is going to be great for the Yankees. I really do. And I just think all defensively, base running, all these little things that we're just talking about with the Mets and how they end up losing the game because of walks and throwing error and you know, lack of clutch hitting. There's a million things you could talk about. The opposite is true for Yankees yesterday. I just think him in center field and the way he runs the bases, the smart baseball player he is, just have a feeling he's going to be a really, really good player for them.
Yeah, and when you see Cody Bellinger's highlights, it's so smooth, looks great. You're like, man, I mean, how is this guy not winning an MVP every year? He's perfect for Yankee Stadium. The problem is that, you know, he goes through extended slumps and he's gone through some really bad offensive seasons. But I think, you know, in this lineup, even though it's not as formidable as last year, in that stadium, yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. He's got a huge opportunity to be a major offensive player for this team.